this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Are you an ambitious, smart, and successful person that feels overwhelmed because of all the demands in your day? Do you ever feel frustrated that you just don't have enough time for yourself? Are you worried that you're not getting enough done and that you might even be falling behind? And do you want more time to finally do the things that really matter in your life? Don't worry, we've all felt this way, and today you're going to hear about a unique, yet very controversial and perhaps even unimaginable solution. It's called the digital detox, and taking time every day to unplug is actually the secret to success of business icons like Warren Buffett, hedge fund manager Ray Dalio, publisher and author Arianna Huffington, and even Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, Mark Zuckerberg, the man who has dedicated his life to getting you addicted to social media, knows that it is a good idea to unplug and take a digital detox. So this approach to your time is so counterintuitive that right now only a few people have the wisdom to use it. It's very, very few people are using this digital detox. But when you do, it's going to help you regain control of your life. It's going to help you dominate your days, get more done, and finally achieve the success that you want faster. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and you're about to enter on a journey where we'll take a time machine, that's right, a time machine, back to a day when the world wasn't so crazy. And you'll feel, experience, and understand how powerful using this time machine technique every day can be for your success in life. On this episode of Early to Rise Radio, we're even going to show you exactly how to use this controversial approach to life today, this weekend, and every day for the rest of your life so that you can achieve big breakthroughs at home and at work. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. All right, let me introduce you to a digital detox. This is a time machine technique, as I call it, and it's something that I've been using for years. Here's what it allows you to do. It gives you time to read and reflect and rest and recover, all while focusing on family fun, your faith, fitness, and whatever else is missing from your life. It's an old school approach to living, and it's going to lower your blood pressure, increase your focus, decrease your stress, and ironically create more and lasting positive memories. It'll even improve your attention span and help you eliminate pain from overuse injuries. That's right, we suffer from overuse injuries from using our phones too much. So today I'm going to teach you how to go on a device-free day. Now, here's what I mean by device-free. I mean absolutely no phones, no laptops, no televisions, no screens, no computers of any kind. And of course, I know what you're thinking. Gasp, horror, inconceivable. Craig, you're taking me back to the Stone Age. That's what you're thinking. Now, the Stone Age might be 1980 or 1985 even, but yeah, you're going to go old school and for good reason. Let's talk about why. A study from the University of Nottingham in England found that the average person picks up their phone 85 times a day, twice as often as they realize. So if you think about that, in a 12-hour waking and working stint, that means checking your phone 7 times an hour. That's ridiculous. And this study found that people spend up to 5 hours scrolling through apps and websites, and most of this time is going to be totally wasted. Now, according to my own personal research, if you check your phone 10 times or more each workday, you qualify as digitally distracted in my book. Now, this digital addiction is costing you an estimated 15 minutes every time you check your phone, adding up to at least 3.5 hours of wasted time every day. Now, I'm not the only person that feels this way. In fact, the medical profession does as well. According to the latest edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, it actually includes internet addiction as a disorder. So if you feel like you're on the verge of a technology addiction or phone addiction or internet addiction, then it's no wonder you're feeling stressed and anxious and behind. And the solution is that digital detox, because it's going to cleanse your internet addiction by removing phone porn from your life. Now, researchers from my former school, the University of McMaster, found that people who use the internet excessively tend to suffer from greater anxiety and depression. And if you know my history with anxiety, you won't be surprised to hear that this fact worried me. And so I went and created something to stop this. And I put it in my life and I called it a device-free day, which others now refer to as the digital detox movement. The risks of internet addiction are exactly why you must do a digital detox and unplug. It's why you need to take a time machine back to better days, days when you weren't addicted to technology, and back when we had conversations, when kids played outside. And I don't mean outside in virtual reality outside. I mean in actual going outside. And when you go device-free in this digital detox day, you're going to clear your mind for thinking. You're going to have more time and freedom for fun. You're going to release the pressure of society, and you're going to reset your body and mind so that you can simply be present in the moment. Because listen, if you take a look at the things that matter to you, Facebook, social media, your phone, they're so low on the list. That's right. I want you to think about this. I want you to list out what really matters to you in life. What are your values? What are the things that matter the most? The answers you're likely to come up with are family, health, freedom, friends, experiences, pets, having meaning and impact, giving back, helping others, feeling like you were part of something that mattered. Those are your values. Now, life is not about money or stuff, it's about people and experiences. Your phone, your social media status, and what other people are doing, man, they are so low on this list of what matters that I could keep going on for 5 more minutes before they probably show up on the list. That's just another reason to consider a digital detox. So let's get into the practical and applicable approach to what some consider to be that radical shift in your life. Although in the 1980s, we would have just called it life, you know, because we didn't have a whole bunch of distractions back then. So who needs to do this? It's everyone suffering from too much technological connectivity. And what you're going to do is what's called a full-day device-free session. Now, when you go device-free, you're going to have greater success in every area of your life. You're going to detox from the distractions holding you back. And why do you need to do this? Because you need to break that technology addiction. There's an Australian doctor named Dr. Michael Davey, and he believes that internet addiction can destroy your life just like any other addiction. So where are you going to do this? Well, the best place to do this is going to be at home. It's not something to do at work, obviously, and probably not when you're on a travel day going through an airport and, you know, you might need to reach your family. So the next time you have a full day off, maybe a Saturday or a Sunday is when I do them, I want you to step into the digital detox time machine. Now, you don't have to wear your acid wash jeans, that's fine, or have your hair up in hair metal style. But we're going to harken back to a better, simpler time. And we're going to use what we learn over this digital detox day so that we can go and build perfect days in the future, even during the week when we do have to use our computers. So how do we do this? It all starts with planning. And my goodness, when you start the planning process, you realize the ubiquity of devices in our lives. Think about this. If you are someone who uses an iPhone to its full capacity, think about this. You are going to have that iPhone controlling your music, your communication methods, all of your information, your transportation, like using Uber, your money, your motivation. I mean, it simply is your crutch in life. When you're standing in an elevator, you go to your phone. When you're standing waiting for your Uber, you go to your phone. When you're doing anything and you have a break, you go to your phone. So if you want to have a device-free day, you're going to have to plan, like, how am I going to listen to music? How am I going to communicate with others? What if I don't have a landline? Oh my goodness, a lot of people don't in this day and age. How am I going to get anywhere? If I don't have a car, I might have to, like, actually call a taxi instead of just, you know, punching up Uber. How am I going to pay for things if I can't use Apple Pay or some other, you know, technique that uses your phone? So we have to realize that our phones right now might control all of our life. And if we want to have a digital detox day, we need to plan ahead for this. So here are some of the questions that you're probably thinking and using as objections and excuses for as why you can't do this. First of all, how will others contact you? What if there's an emergency? Well, that's why having a landline is actually valuable. How will you entertain yourself? My goodness, would I have to read like a real book? Would I have to go to the movies? I would allow you to go to the movies. Would I have to talk to somebody? Have a conversation? Go outside? Go for a walk in nature? My goodness, Craig, this sounds like pure torture. I know. I'm kidding. Teasing you a little bit. But you do have to think about these things because here's what's going to happen. If you do not plan ahead, if you not think these things through, if you just think, oh, I'm going to wake up and not use my phone tomorrow, you're going to find yourself reaching for that phone. It's like a phantom limb. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to go to my phone right now. Oh, wait a minute, I'm not allowed to use it. You're going to find yourself reaching in your pockets. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Oh yeah, I'm not allowed to use it today. So you have to be prepared for, if I can't use my phone, what do I do with myself? And listen, I say this from experience. I know because it's really hard. You really just don't know what to do with yourself when you have a habit of using your phone every single minute of the day. You know, when you check something 85 times, according to research, do you not think that is just neurologically wired into your habits now? It is. So here's what you need to do. You need to overcome temptations of boredom. You need to overcome the habit of how many times you just reach for your phone without thinking, as a reaction, as instinct. You have to overcome the temptations to communicate with friends. Like, you know, you see, oh my goodness, I just saw a squirrel. I need to go and take a picture of this and put it on Instagram or send a text message to somebody. I know we do this. We are just overly communicating because that's what we've been programmed to do, thanks to Mark Zuckerberg and his evil friends that are getting us addicted to updating our social media status. So we need to think, how can I possibly go 24 hours without updating a status or replying to an email or texting a friend? These are the things you have to plan for. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but you do if you want to do a full-on digital detox. And I know there's probably some people thinking out there saying, you know what? This sounds like the Sabbath day, you know, when Jewish people are not allowed to use electronics or to use elevators or do things. I mean, people already do this, Craig. And yes, the answer is that they already do, but they've planned and prepared for it. And one other thing you have to plan and prepare for is anxiety. You're going to think, oh my goodness, if I don't check my email twice today, there's going to be 50 emails when I show up tomorrow. And you have to be mentally prepared with being okay with that. Because yeah, you will have email in your inbox tomorrow. But if you think about it this way and you say, well, you know what? If I don't want to get a whole bunch of emails, I'm not going to send very many emails. I'm definitely not going to send unimportant emails in the days leading up to my digital detox. And I'm going to do my digital detox and device-free day on the weekend when I'm not going to get a whole lot of emails. So that when I do eventually get back to my email or to my text messages, I'll be okay. And you also have to communicate with people, especially your family, people who will contact you in an emergency, to give them another way of getting a hold of you. Now, let's say that you're married and you don't have a landline, but you want to do a digital detox. Well, you would just say to your spouse, hey, let's tell everyone to contact you on your phone in case of emergency. Or, and this is pushing the limits a little bit, but you might set up your phone so that if there's a phone call from a family member, then the phone will ring. But if it's a phone call from anybody else, the phone will not ring. So you can figure out how to do that, and you can do it, that only certain numbers will ring. And then you just have to have the strength and willpower to not use that phone for anything else. But the best thing to do is to turn it off, put it in a drawer, and close it, and leave it alone for that full day. So if you do a lot of reading and planning and thinking, there's another temptation that you're going to have to overcome. You're going to make a lot of notes on this day. So if you do your device-free day and you say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go and read some of those books that have been piling up, you're going to be tempted to write down notes or to, you know, look up other books and do all of these things. And trust me, you can actually get overwhelmed from all of the information you gather on a digital detox day, depending on what you do, of course. So this actually happened to me the first time I did a digital detox day. I wanted to read a bunch of books and I started taking all these notes. And the next thing you know, I had 5 pages of notes. I know, I went a little overboard. Therefore, I had to adjust my plan the next time. I had to think ahead and say, okay, you know what? You can't read 5 books on your digital detox day because it's just going to leave you overwhelmed with all these ideas that require you to work on your computer. So think about what you're going to end up doing on your digital detox day and your device-free day. It might be that you're just going to go and do stuff with your family and you're going to be totally disconnected and you're not going to read and you're not going to make notes. You're just going to go and have fun with your family. Then it's pretty easy. But again, you have to plan to make sure that you don't need your phone for a map or for information on where to go and meet somebody. You have to have all this stuff written out. I know, isn't this just like, Craig, you're giving me all this work to go detox from my electronics and go device free. This is, you know, getting a little bit of craziness here. But yeah, that's how connected and dependent we have become on our phones. Isn't this something? We are really having to break the chains here. Break the chains of this addiction. So it's mental preparation that allows you to be successful at this. And if we go back to my book, The Perfect Day Formula, which you can read in actual book form and not just online, we get the 5 pillars of success and transformation. They are better planning and preparation than ever before. They are professional accountability, positive social support, a meaningful incentive, and the big deadline. Now, how are you going to use these in your digital detox device-free day? The answer is, you're going to be planned and prepared. We've talked about this a lot. We've talked about, okay, how are we going to communicate? How are we going to travel? How are we going to entertain ourselves? How are we going to inform ourselves if we can't use any electronics? So we plan and prepare for everything that we think we're going to come up against the next day, including having a schedule. Because if we find ourselves at 11 o'clock in the morning after doing some fun activity or maybe going to church and then coming home and you have lunch, but you have a break of like 30 minutes, if you don't have anything mentally planned, you are going to go reaching for your phone. And that's when you might give in to temptation and say, oh, you know what? I'm just going to check for 5 minutes. And then the next thing you know, of course, it's 1 hour and 5 minutes later and you've totally ruined the purpose of the day. So you need to have a schedule. You need to have all of these things planned and prepared mentally for how you're going to deal with this digital detox. Next, you need professional accountability. This is where you need to put it on the line and say, hey, listen, I need an accountability partner, and if anybody catches me posting on Facebook, liking something on social media, when I'm supposed to be having this digital detox day, well, you got to call me out on this, and there needs to be some type of punishment. So it might be you have to give $100 to a charity that you don't like, or you know, you have to buy a friend dinner or something. But listen, there needs to be true consequences for you not sticking to the plan. And it all comes down to that preparation. So now you have the professional accountability. You also need positive social support. You need everyone around you that day to be supporting you. So if you're going to do this with your family, again, if you're married, you can let your spouse have their phone, but you are going to go phone free. And the spouse needs to be supportive of you. You need to communicate this. This is really important. You need to communicate with anybody who would be trying to get a hold of you that day. They need to know that you are going to be unavailable. So this needs to be communicated. When expectations are set, there's not a lot of stress. But if people think, oh, it's just a normal day, I can, you know, give this person a call, and they call you 3 times, like, oh my goodness, that person's not picking up. I mean, I need to go over there and make sure they haven't drowned in their pool. Well, they're going to get all stressed out because you didn't tell them what you were doing. Now, you don't have to tell everyone, but it's good to tell your family and just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be hard to get a hold of this day. Just trying not to use my phone. If you need me, call our landline or text my spouse, whatever. That's how to get a hold of us. But everything's okay, but I'm just, you know, trying this thing called a digital detox. And they'll think you're crazy, of course, but listen, just give it a shot. Now, you also need an incentive. And your incentive, we talked about so many times here. You need to get control of your time back. Because what you do on this digital detox day, you're going to realize, oh my goodness, you know what? I can go more than 2 hours without checking Facebook. I can go more than 4 hours without checking my email. And when you build up this strength and confidence, you're going to be able to go on Monday and say, you know what? I'm going to get something done. something really important done before I dip into this social media stuff. Now, sure, I'm going to check it, but I control it. It doesn't control me. That's the mindset that we're going for here on our digital detox day. And then you need a deadline, because if you have a deadline, such as saying, you know what, you can check your text messages at 9 o'clock at night after you've been device-free for 24 hours, or you can check your email first thing on Monday morning after you've been device-free since Saturday night. When you have that deadline and a reward in place, it'll keep you going. Because if you just say, you know what, there's no reward, I'm just going to have to go and start work on Monday morning after not, you know, being online since Saturday night, I'm going to be in a real bad mood, and it's going to be really hard for you to stick to it. So it's all about that right mindset combined with a deadline and a reward. And here's the result that you're going to get out of all this. You're going to build new boundaries. You're going to build habits where you check less, where you cut back on social media. And if you do this weekly, every Sunday, every Saturday, you are going to build up strength. It's just like building a muscle. If it is trained properly and consistently with frequency, intensity, and duration, then you are going to regain control of your life. And you can also use this on a daily basis. You can have morning digital detox for 2 hours, or you can have evening digital detox. One reader of my book, The Perfect Day Formula, sent me an amazing message. They said, our family goes device-free at 8 o'clock every night. Everybody turns their phones off for the rest of the night. That's it, 8 o'clock. And then they have family time. Man, that's like stepping back into a time machine, man, to like the 60s. Heaven forbid families would actually have phone-free time together, right? But isn't that amazing? It'll also help you sleep better because you won't have electronics and social media and email giving you an increased level of arousal and alertness that keeps you tossing and turning in bed. That's why it's so important to go device-free even for an hour every single night before bed. And you're going to end up recharged. Oh my goodness, you're going to be recovered and recharged. And you go, what a great day that was. Spending time with family, going to the park, and not having to worry about checking social media and keeping up with the Joneses online. It's going to be really, really powerful. So here are a final few notes on doing different versions of the digital detox, depending on how long you want to unplug. And I will say this, maybe you shouldn't start with a full day right off the bat, because I wouldn't recommend that a non-runner go out and run a marathon in their first training session. So don't feel like you need to do a full 36-hour digital detox, because that's what it's going to end up being. If you shut your phone down at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night and don't turn it on again until, you know, 7 o'clock on Monday morning, you're looking at nearly 36 hours. That is a long time for someone who is addicted to technology to go absolutely free. So it might be best to start with a 3 to 6 hour block on a Saturday or Sunday. You know, you might say, hey, family, we're going to get together at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. We're going to go to brunch. Everyone's going to leave their phones at home. We know where we're going. We're going to go and have brunch. Then we're going to go to the park. Then we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And then when we come home at about 4 o'clock, you can check your phones. Everybody agree? Okay, great. We're going to go and do this. We're going to have an amazing time. And then you go and do it. And you go, wow, that was really easy. Let's try 12 hours next Saturday. And then let's try that full digital detox in our third or fourth week. So that's how you would work up to doing a device-free. And when you do that with a full day block, you just have to make sure you are mentally prepared. You have to fill your day with stuff, with activities that keep you away from technology so you avoid the crutch of checking your phone. You need to plan that communication strategy. You need to figure out how to take notes if you're going to do some reading and learning and thinking. And you need to finally set expectations with others. When you do that, you're going to be off to a really great start. Now, if you just want to do a shorter block in the morning, you have to have a really strong routine in place. And this will open up time for thinking and meditation. And if you have that 15 minutes of focus, or you have a full golden hour like my friend Ryan Dice does, where he just focuses on a really big priority in his life and in his business, that is really powerful. And you can go device-free and do thinking. Empire-building thinking is what my friend Dave Kekich calls it. And when you do that for 15 to 60 minutes a day, getting away from your electronics and distractions, you're really going to move ahead in life. Now, I wrote a book in 15 minutes a day. over time, it adds up. Many of my weight loss clients have lost 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds in 12 weeks by spending 15 to 30 minutes in exercise and getting away from their electronics. It's amazing what you can do in a short amount of time, device-free. Now, you can also do an intraday block. And so what that means is maybe from 2 until 4, you're going to go device-free during the day. Now, this is really going to require you to communicate properly and to set expectations with others that you will be unavailable. But listen, sometimes you go on a plane and you're unavailable. Sometimes you go into a meeting and you're unavailable. It's totally fine. People will survive without being able to text you or email you for 2 hours during the day. Because that's what guys like Warren Buffett are doing. And some of these other big, big successful icons in business, they are not being reachable at every single minute of the day. They know that in order to have that empire building thinking, they are getting blocks of time, device and distraction free. Now, finally, in the evening, what I recommend is using the reverse alarm approach to having a digital detox. What that means is, if you want to go to bed at 11 o'clock, set an alarm for 10 o'clock or even better at 9 o'clock at night. And when that alarm hits, you turn that phone off, you turn the iPad off, you stop watching Netflix, you stop doing anything related to technology. And now you have 2 hours to spend with your spouse, your children, your hobbies, your health, your reading, all of these things, your preparation for the next day, like making your lunch, doing your to-do list, all of that great stuff that doesn't require a phone. And it's so powerful. You are going to have a great sleep when you have a digital detox at night. So listen, the bottom line is this, my friend. In 20 years from now, you're not going to sit back and think, dang, I really wish I spent more time on Facebook. No. No way. You're not going to say that. Instead, you're going to wish that you had spent more time in the real world doing real things with real people, creating real memories. That's what life is all about. You'll be healthier, happier, and more successful because of it. So don't trade your future for short-term gains today. Use today's lessons to overcome the fear of missing out on online updates. Because life goes on. You can't keep up with everything. So overcome that fear of missing out and stick to your long-term vision and values instead. If you want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, take back control of your time from technology. Do a digital detox. Unplug from electronics and spend some time in clear, uninterrupted, empire-building thinking. Or just be fully present with your family. That's powerful stuff. This is how you get ahead and create the life that you really, really want. So I'd love to hear about your digital detox, device-free routines for success, and your ruthless, no electronics rituals. Please send your success stories about your digital detox device-free day to support at earlyrise.com or to me on Instagram. Yes, I know the irony of sending me information about your digital detox to a social media address, but go to instagram.com/realcraigvalentine or twitter.com/craigvalentine. So thanks for listening to Early to Rise Radio on your devices. Please head over to iTunes on your devices and rate today's show. And then share it on your devices with your friends. But then don't forget, to get a head start on your success, take control of your technology so that you can own your mornings and dominate your day. Get your blueprint to a successful life at freeperfectdaybook.com. That's right. It's a real book. And you can read it and have more success. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.